What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. I've been looking forward to this show for a while. It's been a bit. I tell you, I don't know about you guys out there, but it's been a busy couple of months. A lot of great stuff, a lot of great workshops and ceremonies and wonderful stuff. Oh, and thank you for all the love on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Jonathan, Dana, Shira. Oh, it's so nice to have you guys join us on the Facebook live stream. And for anybody listening who would like to join us on the Facebook live stream, please just go to the Talking Alternative page, which is facebook.com/talkradioNYC, or just go to my own personal timeline, Sam Leibowitz, spelled L-I-E-B-O-W-I-T-Z. Thank you, Dana, for the love on Facebook. Okay, we've got a wonderful show in store for you today. You guys are lucky. You get just me for the hour. Well, I do have a surprise guest, but my regular guest who was supposed to be here today got sick, so she can't make it. We're going to do something a little different. Glad you're with me. So let's get started. Of course, as we always start off with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham, let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today, this day. First, from the universe. Of course, you don't know how. It's okay that you don't know how. To be honest, you're not really supposed to know how, because it's when you don't know that you're pressed hardest to learn that I do, to see that the hows are my domain and that your job is only to define the end result and keep showing up. Also, that you might quicker learn that the path you sought lies beneath your skipping feet. Double Dutch, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. I think the universe reminding us rather poignantly today that when it comes to the things we want to manifest in our life, our job is not to know how they're going to manifest. It's really not. Our job is to dream the dream, to visualize, to imagine, to put it out there in the universe and to align to that energy of those very same things we want to manifest. You want to manifest that, as the universe likes to call it, your million army of followers. You want to manifest an amazing lifestyle. You want to manifest helping people in the world, making a difference, helping disadvantaged people, helping people to heal, to grow, to unfold, you know, helping people to share their message, helping people to live life more fully, more activated, you know, like what I do with my coaching practice. You know, these are the things you want to do. Great. Think about it, visualize it, dream it, and don't worry about the how. This is what the universe is saying. Don't worry about how it's all going to happen. Just show up day by day and step by step, and just do what's immediately in front of you. Keep putting out the what. And the universe is going to take care of the how. And it's really quite fascinating because, you know, with the clients that I've worked with, you know, it's sometimes I'm giving them advice or business strategy, but lots of times it's really about just getting the energy right, so to speak, and getting the quality of the energy that we're putting out in the right place. And for those of you who didn't see my blog post today, I actually wrote a blog post about energy. And when it comes to energy, is something that I recently learned is, you know, we have this tendency to think it's about the just sheer amount of energy we put behind something or that's involved in a certain project. But actually, it's not about the amount of energy. It has to do with the quality of energy. And that sometimes not a lot of energy, but very high quality energy goes a long way than just massive, massive energy that has within it a lot of resistance or have within it a lot of things that just keep us from really bringing about those things that we want. So with this quote of the day from the universe, what it's really saying is, look, we visualize, we imagine, we put out there the what. What is it we're trying to manifest in our life, in this world? Leave the how up to the universe. But by constantly imagining it and putting it out there, we're lining up our energy with what it is that we want to create, what it is we want to manifest. And that energy, it's amazing. The quality of that energy will move us naturally in the direction we want to go, will open us up to various opportunities that we might not have otherwise seen. It's really sort of the grease behind the wheels that allow things to just flow so much more smoothly. And, you know, we have a tendency, you know, especially those of us who are like into the Tony Robbins personal development kind of thing, that it's massive action and you got to go, go, go and effort. And it's like all day long, you're working real hard and putting it all out there. But what the universe is saying is like, you know what? If we line up our energy, if we focus on what we want and we just sort of feel this alignment, and we just kind of feel what it's like to have this thing we're imagining in our lives, that we're going to go so much easier and so much smoother, and we're going to have people showing up in our lives. We're going to have circumstances showing up that will take us in the direction we want to go that we could not even imagine. You know, I actually this past weekend heard somebody, Liana, say this beautiful mantra that I just absolutely love and that I'm going to have to start, you know, saying myself, which is, I am open to my life being better than I can imagine it. Just think of how powerful that is. I'm open to my life being even better than I can imagine, right? Because our imaginations are limited. The universe isn't. So it doesn't matter how, the universe takes care of the how. We just have to be open to the what. So I think this is, and you know, just I want to say, you know, you got to be careful with the universe. So even this last little line, the universe says, also that you might quicker learn that the path you sought lies beneath your skipping feet. Why does the universe say you're skipping feet? Because it's in the joyfulness of the journey that we move so much quicker to where we're going, right? When we skip along the way, when we dance, when we sing, when we just live with that joyful enthusiasm just for life, like that really means so much more and makes it all so much easier. You know, I said recently to somebody, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And it's like they, I could tell it was a coaching client I had on the phone. I could tell they just got it. And they were like, wow, man, that's so powerful. I know that's true. And I just didn't think about it. And he says, he was like, I tell other people things like that all the time, but I didn't, you know, take it for myself. And yes, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So let's happily skip down the path, whatever is in front of us, being present to what's there and moving forward from that point and not worrying about the how. So a great quote from the universe. Ooh, a bunch more people on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Joe, Pat. Oh, thank you for tuning in, Pat. Yvonne and Catherine, so glad you guys are listening to us on the Facebook live stream. Let's see what our quote from Abraham is about today. Get so fixated on what you want, see, very much in alignment to the first quote, that you drown out any vibration or reverberation that has anything to do with what you do not want. Abraham. You see, I mean, these two quotes, I mean, it's amazing how much in alignment these quotes are. And I'm pretty sure these guys aren't like, you know, hey, what quote are you sending out tomorrow? Oh, you're sending out that quote. I'm going to send out this quote. No, these quotes are purely independent, showing up from two totally different sources in my inbox. And there's so much in alignment. And Abraham is saying almost the exact same thing. Get so fixated on what it is you want to manifest in the world that the vibration or the energy or the frequency of anything that's in resistance to that just has no space in your life, in your world, for it to interfere. And that's the thing. You know, so often when I talk to people about law of attraction and they're like, oh, I don't understand. Why am I not manifesting? Why is this not working? And it's because people forget that there is some resistance. There's something within us that's resisting the very things that we want to manifest. And so that resistance causes it extra time and kind of puts the brakes on things so that they don't manifest as quickly as we would like, which sometimes is a good thing, or they don't manifest quite the way they like, or they manifest, but you know, there's a little hook in there. There's a little something there that's not the way we want. And the reason for that is, and it goes back to what I was saying before, it's all about our energy. Right? If our energy is purely 100% aligned with what it is we want to manifest, there'll be no resistance. It will show up, guaranteed. May not show up in our time, in our timing, and it'll show up in the universe's timing, but guaranteed it will show up. Yet, if there's some resistance, if there's an energy in your field of, I'm not deserving, I'm not good enough, why should I get this? Oh, there are other people out there who deserve it more than I do. If there's any kind of that resistant energy within our energetic field, we may not be aware of it, but if it's there, it's going to delay things. It's going to take longer. It's going to not quite show up the same way. It may not even show up at all. And so one of the key things, and these are great quotes for what we're going to talk about today, and one of the things that helps to sort of eliminate those energies from your field is the energy of acting as if it's already there. And this is where our topic for today comes in of generosity and being grateful. Welcome to the Facebook live stream, Leigh. Good to see you. That when we cultivate this energy of generosity and that comes from gratitude as if we already have what we want, even if it's not already manifested, that really helps to take care of any of those resistant energies that are in our field. And we're going to get deep, deep into that today because, as I said at the top of the hour, unfortunately, my guest got sick and couldn't make it today. So you guys get me for the whole hour, though we are going to have a little special sneak-in guest who's going to chime in as well. So Everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We air this live every Thursday at 12 noon, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very happy, very pleased, and very joyful that you are all here with me today, whether you're listening through the website at talkradio.nyc, on the stream, on websites, on apps like tunein.com, or iTunes, or in the podcast, or on the Facebook live stream. We've got lots of love showing up on the Facebook live stream. Thank you all for tuning in. So our topic for today is generosity, and generosity as a spiritual practice. And this is something that I kind of learned a while ago, and it's really so important, and we really, it's one of those things that's so basic and sort of so common sense that we forget about it. So it's one of those things that we need reminders of all the time. Oh, thank you, Dana. Yes, I'm grateful for you as well. I'm very glad you're in my life. I love my comments on the Facebook live stream. Yeah, and by the way, I mean, in case I forget, and I do forget to say this sometimes, if you guys on the Facebook live stream want to like ask a question or make a comment, just type it in the comment section on the under the video, and I promise I will read it off and respond to it. So generosity. Why is generosity so important? Well, the thing is, they've even done studies about this, like measuring people's electromagnetic frequencies. And guess what is the highest frequency they have been able to measure on the Facebook live stream? Ooh, was that Damien? Thank you for the thumbs up, Damien. The highest frequency they've been able to measure is gratitude. That when we are grateful for something, like that puts us in the sort of highest vibrational state, which is why I say, and I say this often, that when we visualize and when we think about what it is we want to manifest in our lives, if we meditate on it and we use that visualization as a just an excuse to be grateful and act as if it's already here, that like removes so many energetic blocks, and that smooths the path and greases the wheels so much that it's like the secret shortcut to bringing anything you want in your life. So what do you want in your life? Let's say you want a partner, you want a lover, you want an amazing relationship in your life. Start visualizing as if you have that relationship in your life. And when you visualize it and you meditate on it, think of how it's going to feel having that in your life, and then act as if it's already there, right? Your friends don't need to know the difference. You don't got to tell them, oh, I've got this imaginary relationship and it's the most amazing thing in my life. No, just act as if you do have it. You know, how would your posture be different? How would you walk down the street differently? How would you interact with people differently knowing you have that relationship already, which you're in the process of manifesting? Right, Rob? I'm bringing on my sneak guest who's not on the Facebook live stream, my wonderful trusty engineer and assistant, Rob Kay.
I completely agree. And, you know, it goes back to something that I said to you just recently. I said, yeah. The vibe don't lie.
Yeah, the vibe don't lie. I like that one.
It's all in the vibration. It's all in the energy. And it's like if you want to attract something, you have to be in that vibe of it to feel it. And a lot of times in life, I'm sure you've experienced this as well, that before I manifest things or experience them, sometimes I feel them coming or happening because I'm feeling the energy already before it actually manifests.
Right. And so this is the idea. The more we cultivate that feeling of what it's like to have that thing manifested in our life already, the faster it can come to us. So it all depends, like, what it is you want to manifest. Do you want to manifest a new job, a new business, a new career, more money in your bank account? You know, and again, going back to our quote of the day from the universe, don't worry about the how, right? Sometimes we get stuck because our conscious mind is like, well, that's crazy. How are you ever going to manifest that? How is that going to come to you, right? We get caught up in that mind chatter of the, well, how's that going to happen? How's that going to happen? Not our job.
Yeah, and I just want to put a plug in going along with that for vision boards. Have you ever done a vision board?
Yep.
Okay, I got to tell you something. I've done one vision board years ago that actually worked, and I decided to do a vision board recently, and I did a bigger one on a big poster board, and it's like all the magazines that you gave me, the ones that you're going to chuck. I used all those to cut things out. And it's like I found the perfect images to put on there. And the vision board itself, this sounds so crazy, but it's so true. It made me so happy and still makes me so happy just to wake up in the morning, look at that vision board while I'm eating dinner, looking at the vision board, just walking past it, looking at the vision board. And the crazy thing is I'm already manifesting stuff from that vision board.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Yeah, vision boards are great. Can I one-up you on that vision board?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was recently out at a conference, kind of a workshop in California for the Evolutionary Business Council. Big shout out to Evolutionary Business Council. You guys rock. And I met Natalie Ledwell, who is the creator of MindMovies.com. And MindMovies.com, and I've already started to create my first mind movie. And the mind movie is like a vision board on steroids, because not only do you can take still pictures and videos and add in, but then you can add in music to it, and you create this 3 to 5 minute, I mean, you can make it longer, but I would say 3 to 5 minute movie with affirmations in it and pictures of things you want to have in your life. And so once you create the movie, you replay it twice a day and you just watch it, and it just tunes your whole nervous system into having that thing in your life. And so the key thing is you want to actually act as if and allow it to be in your life. Now, how does this tie into our topic of generosity today?
How does it tie into the topic, Sam?
I'm glad you asked, Rob. Thank you so much for asking. Because when we have what you want, and when we feel that we've gotten all these things, our cup is overflowing. And that's the point at which generosity naturally comes up. And generosity can be sort of one of those shortcuts to to actually manifesting those things and having them. Because when we're acting as if we already have what we want, it's so much easier to be generous. So if we're already acting as if we're generous because we have it, it's like, okay, yeah, I do have it, so I can be generous. Like, then we can do it. Okay, so Dana asks, how do you make a mind movie? Okay, so I'm actually going to give a big plug to the name of the website is mindmovies.com. I'm going to get up and get set up as an affiliate for it because I really believe in it so much. So I'll have the link once I get the affiliate thing next week done. I'll post the affiliate link on Facebook, and I'll post it in the comments of the thing. But basically, with the Mind Movies, it mindmovies.com, you create an account, and it has in it already sort of a library of pictures and videos and affirmations and even some music. You can upload your own music, you can upload your own pictures and your own videos, and basically you start putting in some pictures, you lay down a song that maybe you like or some music that you like, you add some text to each of these images. It's like creating a PowerPoint slideshow in a way with a music background, except it automatically, you know, once you process it, it automatically transitions from one slide to the next. And so that this the mindmovies.com website kind of like steps you through it. It's really, really nice. So I'll have that link up next week. So Dana, thank you for the question. So generosity, why is it so important? Because look, once we've gotten everything we want, what is there in life, right? You know, let's just say, as an example, you have everything in your life you've ever wanted right now, here today, in this present moment. You've got the lifestyle you want, the relationships you want, the home or multiple homes, the income, the business, the touching millions of lives. Like, what comes next? And according to Maslow's, you know, hierarchy of human needs, it's contribution. It's giving back to people. Like, that is an essential need. If we're not contributing to people's lives, we just don't feel like our life has meaning. Of course, you know, that's all a presupposition, and that's the meaning we put behind it. But it's just the way most of us, at least in Western culture, that's the way we are. So the next natural step that naturally flows from having everything that we want is to be generous with other people. And so it's the way we are when we have everything we want. Now, I know some people may say, yeah, Sam, but I know these wealthy people and they're the stingiest. They're not generous at all. Look, I'm not going to say like there aren't exceptions to the rule. But if you're a decent human being, if you've got a decent heart, which I think 90 to 95% of the human beings on the world actually do, right? It's only a very small percentage who are psychopathic, who just make everything all about them and have no sense of anybody else. Most people actually do. Once we've gotten everything we've ever wanted, we just naturally want to give to others. And even if we don't have everything, as long as we have something, we want to give to others. And actually, I find most people, just as long as they see somebody else who has less than them, you know, who just, you know, is in much worse circumstances than they are, they naturally want to help to lift the person up. So generosity is actually a very spiritual practice. And it's a spiritual practice in an energetic way. That the more generous we are with other people, with the world around us, with the plants, the animals, the more generous we are with ourselves. You know, generosity doesn't just have to come from dollars and donating dollars to causes. Generosity comes from sharing ourselves, our time, our presence, our ear to somebody else. You know, being generous can be as simple as just being there and answering a text message or a phone call from somebody who just needs somebody to share with, right? It doesn't have to be this big, giant, oh my God, to be generous, I have to have all this money. No, we can be generous with whatever, wherever we are and with whatever we have right here, right now, today. Right? You know the old expression, I used to complain that I had no shoes until I saw somebody who had no feet. Right? Think about it. If you're griping because you don't have the latest pair of sneakers, look at people on the street or who like barely have a shoe that they can strap around their foot. All right. There are always people who have less than we have. So being thankful for what we have will naturally lead to generosity to those around us. So what do you guys think? Feel free to call in if you'd like to be on the air with me. Our call-in number is 877-480-4120. If you'd like to, just comment on the Facebook live stream like Dana did. Just type in your question right on the comment section. Welcome, of course, to the Facebook live stream. Jane and Sean, thank you guys for tuning in. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about why being thankful, being generous, why it's so important to the energy we bring to things. So everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for being with us today, as we are every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, welcome, Emily. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, and thank you, Sean, for the kind words. I'm glad you like what we said. And actually, in the very vein of being grateful and being generous, I really want to give a big shout out to Rob, who engineers my show every week and takes care of the radio station when I'm not here. You know, because of Rob's help with the station, I'm able to go to workshops like I did with the Evolutionary Business Council and take a break and, you know, do things like that. So I am extremely grateful for you, Rob. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate that shout out and compliment. Thanks. And just appreciation. But I have to say that it's funny because while you were talking, I was thinking about how much I appreciate you and how generous you are and how grateful I am that you're in my life. And I remember one day I came into the station, I was in so much emotional pain and I just needed a hug, and I started hugging you and I started to like tear up a little, and you go, just let it out, brother.
Yeah.
And it's like just having someone do that, being that generous with their care and attention and support. I just appreciate it. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the recognition. Yeah, I actually like when people get emotional. I know like society is like, oh no, emotions bad. No, you can't show your emotions, whether they're, you know, happy emotions or sad emotions. I'm like, no, like tears are wonderful. Tears are like very detoxifying for the body. And it's like when we get in trouble is when we don't allow ourselves to be emotional. So I actually want people to be more emotional. Oh, thank you, Emily. I'm getting more shout outs. Thank you, Emily. Love you too. Emily is, In the training for the shamanic facilitation work that I'm doing as well. So thank you, Emily. Thank you for joining us. Again, it's you think about what is the effect of being generous? You know, why do I say generosity is a spiritual practice? Because when you think about what happens when we're generous with ourselves to the world, you know, not necessarily anyone in particular, but just with ourselves to the world. Again, it's that old analogy of the pebble dropping in the still pond. The ripples go out. Mm-hmm. You know, how many stories have I heard of somebody being generous with someone, you know, just because they were grateful for all they had in life and like they had no clue, like that person was thinking of committing suicide that day, or it just totally lightened somebody's life, or, you know, somebody was just having a hard day and it changed it all around. And just think about it, for every individual that we're generous with, we have no clue of how they go out in their lives, and then how are they generous or better able to serve other people? And then those people, because someone was generous with them, how are they better able to go out into the world? I mean, it really is a very spiritual practice, because it's saying, hey, I am the creator of my life. And I am going to be grateful for everything I've created in my life, even if it's not perfect, because it's never perfect. I am going to go out and I'm going to spread this energy of gratefulness, of generosity, because that is shows and that is the manifestation of the spiritual understanding that we are all connected. Right? I mean, think about it. If we are all part of one big universe, if we are all brothers and sisters spiritually, energetically, then it's like, how can we not be generous with other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of just the idea. And actually, I got the chills while you're talking about the mind movies and really describing it. And I think when I get the chills, it's usually because I'm connecting with the truth about something, or the love about something, or the spirit about something. And it's like one soul connecting to another on that energetic level.
Right.
And so I love getting the chills about something because it means I'm connecting to that energy. And what I was thinking about is that it's almost like, you know, that expression, freely give and freely you shall receive,
right?
Or what you give, you get back. And I was thinking about an analogy about having a clenched fist or an open hand.
Right.
And it's almost like if I have a clenched fist and I'm focused on myself and I'm not concerned about anybody else and I'm not giving back in any way, and it's just all about me, I can't really receive with a clenched fist.
Right.
But if I have an open hand and I freely give, in the other open hand, I can receive. And a lot of times for me, I mean, I love people and I care about people, and it's one of the reasons why I try and be thoughtful and generous,
mm-hmm.
and give back and help and support and do whatever I can. But it's also because it makes me feel better.
Absolutely. Again, generosity, gratitude, some of the highest vibrational frequencies we can emit. And you know, it reminds me that you say that of, I don't know if you're familiar with that sort of traditional position that we see of Buddha in statues and stuff, where the left hand, the palm is facing up and it's open, and the right hand, either the index finger and thumb are together or just open and facing out. And that's very, very symbolic of giving and receiving. Because according to many spiritual traditions, we receive with the left and we give with the right. And so with the left palm facing up, it's like we're here, we're willing to receive from the universe. And with the right palm facing out or facing forward, we're giving to those around us. We're giving to the world around us. Mm-hmm. And there's sort of this natural dance that occurs of this giving and receiving. And when we're in that flow, we don't have to hoard. We don't have to save up, because we know life is giving to us and we're receiving and we're able to give to others. And so when we're living in that state, we're naturally, what happens is we end up sort of training our nervous system to live in trust, right? When we're being generous with others, we're sort of naturally saying, like, I'm trusting the universe. I'm able to be generous because I'm trusting that the universe will support me, that life will support me and will lift me up, and that my needs will be met. And not only will my needs be met, but I will be supported generously. And so it's kind of like the generosity retrains our nervous system to say, okay, life is supporting me today, right now, in this moment, so I am able to give. I am able to be generous. I am able to be grateful, and in that gratitude, give generously. Mm-hmm. Right? It's creating sort of these positive neural networks within our brain and these positive data points that retrain our nervous system from all the trauma and all the perceived lack that we have had in our life. Ooh, welcome Luke and GP to the Facebook live stream. Thank you for tuning in.
You bring up such an important word, and the more I live life, the more I focus on this word trust. I think it's so important to focus on not only if we have fear about trusting or being vulnerable or opening up ourselves that way because we don't want to get hurt, or whether we really have experience when we trust how things work out or how the universe has delivered or had our back. It's so important to really focus on this because for me, Sam, it's one of the core beliefs that is either being challenged by my old belief system or being strengthened by my new belief system.
Trust is so, so important. And again, it's kind of one of those things that the more we trust, the easier it is for the universe to bring us what we're looking for. And it's kind of the more we trust, that trust can be infectious to the people around us. And that's where our generosity comes from. It's like that trust, like, yeah, we live in an abundant world. I mean, this whole idea of scarcity is like such a lie. There is more than enough in this world to feed and clothe everybody and support everybody in a tremendous lifestyle. And the only reason why there are certain areas and populations and why there are people who are destitute and don't have enough food to eat is because there are people who are not being generous, who have the resources, who are not sharing the resources, are not being generous because they feel like, oh, if they give away stuff, they're not going to have enough, or they're not going to have enough power, or just because they don't trust. You know, and if we did trust, we could feed the world 10 times over. You know, I mean, look, even in this country, the amount of food we throw out because it gets wasted, because, you know, we had so much, we didn't have the time to eat it before it got bad. I mean, that is like a crime when you think about how many people around the world don't have. Now, again, there's a whole logistical thing about getting, you know, stuff from where it's grown to where it's needed and everything else. Hey, I get that. I get that. But the point I'm trying to make is, there are enough billionaires in the world that and there are enough, not even just billionaires, but millionaires and 100,000-aires. There is enough abundance in this world that if we would just trust that we will be taken care of, and if everybody just acted generously enough to people around us, that then we would be able to change it. And by the way, for those of you, I'm not down on this world. We are actually moving more and more in that direction. For those of you who like tune in occasionally to Tony Martinetti's nonprofit show, no, Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, every year they talk about nonprofit giving, and it is increasing every single year, year over year. It's the highest it's ever been. Over $1 trillion goes towards nonprofit and to causes. So it's not that we're not moving in the right direction. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the fact that we're not there yet. Yes, we're not there yet, but you know what? We are moving in the right direction. So let's not get down on where things are now. Let's continue to focus on the what of that day when there is no such thing as a hungry person in the world, because that day is coming. Will we see it in our lives? I don't know. Not my job. Up to the universe. All I know is that's the what. How it's going to happen, not my business. That's up to the universe to take care of. The what I visualize, what I look for, what gets my rockets fired is visualizing that kind of a world. And I know it's coming. Ooh, thank you, GP. If we really wanted to, we would. And in fact, most of us want to. Agreed, GP. Thank you so much for contributing. Okay, wow, I can't believe it. It's already time for our last break of the show. So this is the last chance, last segment coming up. What does generosity mean to you? How is generosity a spiritual practice in your life? Let me know on the Facebook live stream or give us a call. 877-480-4120. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you for all the Facebook love. Welcome, Adam. Glad you're watching. GP, thank you so much for all the kind words. I really appreciate it. I do. And you know, you guys who are out there listening, and girls and gals, be generous with your comments. You know, for people on this side, and I'm not just talking about myself, I'm talking about, like, you know, anybody on the station or anybody who does a live stream, who's sharing themselves with you, like, let's be generous and let them know how much we appreciate them and how much what they're saying either affects us or you know, helps us or we agree with, because that generosity will be reciprocal and not necessarily, when I say reciprocal, I mean reciprocal from the universe, not necessarily from the person. It's not, and this is something I really try and get people away from, because then things become transactional. It's like when you are generous with someone and then you expect them to be generous back with you, that means you're not coming to it with the right energy. You be generous with somebody for the sake of being generous, not to get anything back. All you have to know is the more you're generous with other people, the more the universe will be generous with you. And don't expect it to come back from that person. The generosity may come to you from a completely different place, a completely different person, a completely different aspect of your life. You know, it's not about being transactional. It's not about, oh, okay, I'm going to be generous so I can receive more. No, that's not the point. We're generous because we have an overflowing cup, an overabundance. And so we just naturally want to spread that generosity. It doesn't have to come. I mean, there's so many examples in my life. Let me see if I can pull out a good one of just, you know, being generous and how that nurtured me so much. I mean, just as a small example, let's say being in this shamanic facilitation training that I am in, I show up and I show up in service as much as I possibly can. I'm generous with my time and with myself. And I'm learning in the process, but I show up and I try and be as generous as I can be with myself, with what I'm doing. And afterwards, yeah, maybe I'm a bit tired. Yeah, maybe I'm a little worn out out from it, but that's fine. So I sleep a few extra hours the next couple of days. But then the generosity I get back from people for being in service is tremendous, and it uplifts me and it supports me. And indeed, like, the more I feel that generosity, the less tired I am. Right? Haven't you ever had that experience where it's like you go and you really give of yourself and sort of like physically you're tired, but energetically you're pumped up?
Yeah, it's like you get your spiritual second wind.
Right.
It just happens like that. You know, I wanted to go back to what you were saying, though, as far as this idea that, you know, we got to keep the flow going.
Yes.
So it's like, even if you don't have a lot of money and you want to make a dollar donation for hurricane relief or help people in Puerto Rico or whatever, it's like just giving that dollar, you're going to get that money back. Like, things keep flowing back.
Right.
And when you're talking about these millionaires and billionaires who live in this ideology of lack and they don't want to give up the money or help other people, what they don't realize is the more money that they would help people with, the more money they would get back, because they're keeping the flow going.
Yeah. You know what? A great example of that, I'm going to shout out my dear, dear friend, now turned monk, Giorgio, who became a Buddhist monk. But, you know, I spoke to him beforehand, and before he left to become a monk, and he is an acupuncturist, he had an acupuncture practice. He told me how, like, in the last 2 years of his practice, before we bought it from him, that they were the best 2 years ever. And he said he didn't do anything different, except that he was donating more money to, like, some Buddhist foundation or something. And so he was just being more generous.
Yeah.
And he was, again, he wasn't doing it to get. He was doing it because it was the right thing to do, and he just felt it in his soul.
Right.
So because he gave more, his practice flourished. And I mean, I'm just using him as one example. I have dozens and dozens of examples of people doing the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about when you feel good and your vibe is high, and that energy is connected to source, and you're just feeling really great about yourself and life, good things are going to happen.
Right. And actually, and as GP says on the Facebook stream, he says, greed is only the other face of the fear of lack. Yeah, but the surest cure for the feeling of lack, because lack is purely a feeling. Lack is the meaning we make from what we have or don't have. But the surest cure for it is to be generous. Mm-hmm. Because when we are generous, and again, it's not about dollars and cents. It's really about our energy. And being generous can be just generous with being joyful and happy with people and cheering people up and being generous with our smile, right? How often do we smile to strangers on the street? Now, I know, you know, in small town USA where everyone knows each other, everyone says hello to each other, it's much more common. But majority of people like us live in big cities where we're always rushing everywhere. And so, you know, you have your I like to call it the rush hour face on, like, I got to get where I'm going. Yeah. So, like, just being generous with our smile, all right, makes us feel better. And so the spiritual practice of generosity is the surest cure for the feeling of lack.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, how about being generous to ourselves?
It all starts there. Thank you for pointing that out,
yeah,
Rob.
It's just about, you know, let's not be stingy with ourselves or have lack with ourselves, or, you know, let's treat ourselves well. And it doesn't only mean buying things for ourselves.
Exactly.
But it could also be, how are we talking to ourselves? You know, are we treating ourselves with kindness and being generous
right.
with that?
Right.
Or are we beating ourselves up? So it's important to pay attention to this stuff because, again, like you said, that's the foundation where it all starts.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I'm so, so glad that you brought this up, because it's not until we are generous with ourselves that we can be generous with other people. And being generous with ourselves can be about practicing self-care. It's about going out and getting that massage because your body is aching, or taking some extra time off just so you can sit and relax and be with yourself and sit in the park and be with nature, or whatever it happens to be with you. Be generous with yourself, because that recharges our batteries. That builds us up energetically. And it's from that position of being generous with ourselves that then it becomes so much easier easier to be generous with other people. Inevitably, people who I see who feel that there's a lot of lack in their lives are not generous with themselves because they feel they can't, quote unquote, afford to be generous with themselves. You can always find ways to be generous with yourself. It's not about how many dollars are in your pocket. It's about how you treat yourself. It's about what you do with your time. It's about, you know, following that path of what lights up your heart. You know, and maybe it's about reaching out to friends like, oh, no, they're not going to want to talk to me because I don't have a lot of money. BS. Bullshit. Talk to them. Maybe they just want to know what's going on with you. They just want to hear from you. They just want to know that you're okay. Right? Be generous with your communication. And it's amazing how, like, people who don't reach out a lot, they just kind of feel like, why don't people reach out to me? Reflect it back. Why aren't you reaching out? If we're generous with our communication, we're not worrying about people reaching out to us because we're communicating with lots of people. Hey, I'm the first to admit I'm the pot calling the kettle black. So you even got the black shirt on. Yeah. I'm the pot calling the kettle black. I know, like, I don't reach out to people as much as I would like to because of whatever story I tell myself. But I do know that when I do reach out to people, when I do just pick up the phone randomly and call someone or send someone an email because I haven't seen them for a while and say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Let's just, you know, if we can't have time to get together for a cup of tea, let's just have a nice conversation. So any final thoughts for our wonderful audience, Rob?
Well, thank you so much for asking, and thanks for having me on the show. This has been so great.
Turn on. What's so up, you can y'all? See here, how's he's a going? Real person. He's Rob not K a disembodied here. Voice.
How's it going? So, no, I wanted to say, just go back to what you said, and it's for me, it's one of the most important things that you said, which is something like compliments and appreciation are so underrated. And yes, it's so important to let people know that we appreciate them, to compliment them, to remind them about how great they are and how grateful we are to have them in our lives.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Thierry, thank you for your contribution today on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
I always like when there's at least somebody else so I don't have to talk for an hour straight.
Although you could.
Although I could, and I have many, many times.
And you probably will.
And I probably will, yes. Thank you. So I just want to remind people, like, there's a little bit of a change in the schedule today on talkradio.nyc following my show. We're actually, Oscar's taking a little bit of a break, but we're replaying his shows from the beginning. So if you have not caught Oscar's show, please stay tuned and listen to a show followed by a brand new show from Kai Cole on our Daily Magic, followed by Adam's show, Is It Plugged In? And we're replaying a show of his because he's reformulating his show a little bit. He's maybe renaming it. He's still working it out, but don't worry, he will be back. But, you know, we're playing some of his old shows that you may not have heard. So I hope you will stay tuned for all of that. And again, tomorrow, Joe Bondi has a brand new show tomorrow. It's pre-recorded. We just recorded it today, but tune into his show tomorrow, In the Know 420, followed by Follow Me Friday with Joan and Priya, and ending up our week with Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Thank you all for all the love, for all the generosity, for all the recognition. Craig, Mona, thank you for joining in on the Facebook live stream. Thank you all for listening. And remember, we do this every week, 12 noon to 1 p.m. And if anything I said resonates with you, or you want help with any of this or support, feel free to reach out to me, sam@ddwc.nyc, for my coaching and healing practice. Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.